I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The final day of the 2019 legislative session is today. GPB's Stephen Fowler tells us what we should expect from sine die.
It's Latin for without a day, so once the legislature adjourns around midnight, it will not reconvene until January of next year. Before then, the House and the Senate will scramble to pass dozens of bills to send to Governor Brian Kemp. Those bills to watch include a proposal to give lawmakers oversight of Atlanta's airport, new rules surrounding medical marijuana, and expanding internet access in rural Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the State Capitol.
And remember, we'll have full coverage of Sine Die on Political Rewind with Bill Nigut live from the State Capitol. That's this afternoon at 2 here on GPB. Well, Georgia students in kindergarten through third grade could soon be screened for dyslexia. Yesterday, the Senate passed Bill 478, which aims to improve Georgia's students' literacy through diagnosing and addressing the disability that makes it difficult to read. The bill sponsor, Senator P.K. Martin, says the bill would also require state education leaders to create new policies to address the learning disability and implement training programs to help teachers help students who have dyslexia. The bill now goes to Governor Brian Kemp's desk to be signed into law. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will not weigh in on whether it is constitutional for a Georgia city to jail people accused of low-level crimes who can't afford to pay bail. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in August upheld the city of Calhoun's policy of jailing people for up to 48 hours before a judge rules whether they can't afford bail. The Southern Center for Human Rights sued on behalf of Maurice Walker, who was charged with walking while intoxicated and arrested in September 2015. He couldn't pay a preset $160 bail and spent 6 days in jail. The city revised its policy after the lawsuit was filed, and the appeals court upheld the revised policy. Yesterday's decision by the Supreme Court means the 11th Circuit decision will stand. Well, the U.S. Senate has voted no on a bill that would have extended billions of dollars in aid to Georgia farmers affected by Hurricane Michael. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
Most of the $13.5 billion package would be the first federal aid for southern farmers who in some cases saw 100-year-old pecan groves ripped from the ground. But Democrats say the $600 million carved out for food aid in Puerto Rico is not enough. People there are still recovering from an older storm, Hurricane Maria. Georgia Senator David Perdue lambasted the lack of action after the vote, saying it would likely force many Georgia families out of farming.
Those that stay in, it'll take a decade, even with this government assistance, to recover.
The food aid was added to the Senate bill after President Trump relented in his opposition to any more aid at all for Puerto Rico. The U.S. House is considering a similar disaster relief bill with substantially more money for the island. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Norfolk Southern Railroad Company is planning to hold its annual stockholders meeting in Atlanta for the first time. The company announced last December that it was moving its headquarters to Atlanta. They broke ground on a site for their new headquarters in Midtown last month. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports the annual stockholders gathering is set for next month at the Westin Peachtree Plaza Hotel in downtown Atlanta. Now, during the meeting, investors and executives are expected to elect a board of directors and discuss and improve various issues concerning finance and oversight of the company. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves picked up their first win of the season last night in their home opener, beating the Chicago Cubs 8-0. The Braves are off today. They'll face the Cubs again tomorrow at SunTrust Park. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.